Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, I am Kaylee O'Keefe. I am ex-corporate startup and tech leader turned founder and CEO of Soul Excellence Ventures, which is my leadership consulting and publishing company.
Boom, to the point, love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Ooh, well, you're working with businesses, but really you're working with individuals. And I love working with leaders who are growing and transforming organizations. They set the tone. It's just fun working with people who want to grow.
Outstanding. Question number three, I'm hearing from other executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions in sales. What are your thoughts?
So I totally agree, but I think there's two kinds. One, a quote that really explains how big the problem was, like how stressful, how painful it was, and why couldn't they solve it on their own? And on the flip side, what was the feeling solving that problem? So like, yeah, ROI is cool. Like it's going to attract attention. What was the feeling? Those are the kind of quotes that I love.
100% agree. Question number four, what advice do you want to share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Yeah. So I have three things that I want to advise, and they all stem from the idea that you're working within B2B, but you're still selling to an individual, or as we're seeing more and more, large groups of individuals. So you have to understand human psychology and group dynamics. So number one, you have to be the one to drive urgency and decisiveness with your clients. And what I found is the best way to do that is by pushing them to tell the truth. So many people want to be nice to you, not hurt your feelings, not say no, drag out decisions. You got to get them there quickly for their sake and for yours. The second piece of advice, and I think it's really related, is when you're selling to individuals, you have to teach them how to interact with you. And it starts from the sales conversation. So if you're missing deadlines, you know, and you're allowing deadlines to go on, if you're allowing people to just draw out decisions there, then like, you are teaching them how to interact after an engagement. So we see a lot of division between sales and customer success, account management and service. How you start the sale is how the relationship is going to continue. There's not the act one way over here, bend over backwards, and then somehow that's going to change when you're providing the service. No. So it has to be a seamless experience from sale through engagement, renewal, upsell, all of that. And then final piece of advice, which I just think is super important right now, is we've been taught, I think in B2B world, to sell into fears that executives have, you know, about all of the risks, all of the consequences of inaction or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that's still kind of true, but I just feel this year more than ever, like we're sick of being afraid. Like there's too much fear out there. So my third tip is to sell into aspirations. We see this on the consumer side all the time. You know, you want to be more fit. You want to be more wealthy. Humans are in these B2B companies. Sell into those aspirations and share how you can provide them a sense of time freedom, more, you know, a promotion at work, a sense of belonging, connection, whatever it is. I think it'd be amazing if all of us who are working within B2B focus more there than just on the fear and like what's not going to happen if you take action. Those are my three tips, all based on the fact that you're working with individuals, even and especially in B2B.
I 100% agree. By the way, you do know, Kaylee, if you don't hire me, there's a possible chance you might spontaneously combust. It is possible. Just saying. That part there, just having a little fun there. Let's get to question number five. Sure. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Yeah, there are two. Suzanne Justice O'Brien, she is the founder and CEO of Blake Ryan Consulting. She spent 15 years in the recruiting and staffing industry and then built this company over the last 3 years while having two children. She's based out of Seattle. She's amazing. Second person, Brittany Castillo. She is the CEO of Ashbrit Environmental, which is kind of unknown, the nation's largest natural disaster recovery company. Also a young rising female CEO who's paving the way for many, and someone I really, really admire. So definitely check out those two.
Love it. I'll look them both up. We're done here. But number six, Kaylee, this is the most important question of the podcast. You got to focus on this one.
Hey. All right, I'm ready for it, Bob.
Hey, Kaylee, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
All right, I'm blushing a little bit. So I sold multi-million dollar deals in enterprise sales, consulting engagements, and technology engagements, but honestly, those didn't like leave me that excited. So my first sale as the founder and CEO of Soul Excellence Ventures has by far been the sweetest. And I think it speaks to my lessons that I shared. You know, I made a connection on LinkedIn completely cold. You know, we had something in common, started a conversation. 2 days later, he had applied and I had accepted him to be a contributor in my book, Leading Through the Pandemic. So for me, that was really sweet. It showed the momentum that I'm creating in this company, and also just the fact that we're connecting with individuals. If you speak into their desire, you've got something.
You do. I love it there. So you now have 3 minutes and 8 seconds left. We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end early, we end early. Go.
Well, I would like to promote the fact that my company is launching a best-selling book on leading through the pandemic. This is a collection of stories of unconventional wisdom from heartfelt leaders. The CEOs that I mentioned are going to be in this book, along with about 25 others across industries and across the globe. So by the time you listen to this, we're going to be in production. I want to invite you to buy the book, check out the book. And if you're interested in becoming an author in your own right, and you're a corporate leader who has something to share, that's where I'd love for you to check me out at KayleeO'Keefe.com and learn how I can help you do that.
Love it. You got 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or we can end early and that's okay?
I think we can end early. This has been super fun and I appreciate it, Bob.
We can do that. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
KayleeO'Keefe.com.
In the description. It's magic. Kaylee, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.